Harper Audio presents Twice Tempted, a Night Prince novel by Janine Frost, performed by Tavia Gilbert. Prologue. This wasn't the first time I'd woken up as a captive. It wasn't even the second. I so needed to reevaluate my life choices. From past experience, I knew not to snap my eyes open or alter my breathing. Instead, I took inventory while pretending I was still unconscious. Headache, no surprise, but other than that, I felt okay. My arms were tied behind my back. The thickness around my hands was gloves, tightness around my ankles, restraints. Uncomfortable gag in my mouth, self-explanatory. Once I was done taking stock of my physical condition, I moved on to my surroundings. The pitch and roll beneath me had to be waves, which meant I was on a boat. Some of my captors were topside from the voices, but one of them was in the room with me. He didn't say a word, but after years of living with a vampire, I'd become adept at picking up the barely perceptible sounds they made. So when I opened my eyes, my gaze landed unerringly on the black-haired vampire across the room. The only surprise he showed was to blink.
"Didn't expect you to be up already," he drawled.
I glanced down at my gag and back at him, raising a brow. He translated the silent message.
"Do I need to tell you that screaming is useless?"
I rolled my eyes. What was this, amateur day? He smiled before rising from the opposite berth.
"I thought not."
During the short time it took him to cross the room and remove my gag, I gleaned as much about him as possible, too. The vampire looked to be around my age, but with his scar-free skin, short haircut, clean-shaven face, and average build, I judged him to be less than 100 in undead years. Vamps older than that tended to have more wear and tear on their skin, and they usually scorned modern hairstyles. But the most telling aspect was his gaze. Really old vampires had a certain weight in their stares, as if the passing centuries had left a tangible heaviness. My nameless captor didn't have that, and if I was lucky, neither did anyone else on this boat. Young vampires were easier to kill. "Water," I said once the gag was removed. Between that and the after effects from being drugged, my mouth was so dry that my tongue felt like a wadded-up sock. The vampire disappeared and then returned with a can of Coke. I gulped at it when the vampire held it to my lips, which meant that I let out an extended burp when I stopped swallowing. If that burp happened to be aimed in my captor's face, well, it wasn't my fault.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?